in at Belfield in historic Hyde Park. Uncle Mike,
interesting dynamic with Tom and Mullane. You know, people don't realize your job is so multifaceted. I mean, but in the hospitality industry, if someone comes to stay at your inn, more than likely they're not from around here, and they're going to come to you and say, "What do I do here? What's and you've got to be ready for them." And of course, Dutchess Tourism as well.
We work very strongly with Dutchess Tourism, but also New York State Tourism, which Ross Levy and Christine Nichols was here as well, who works with Mullane. And that's the whole I Love New York concept and the hits they have on their website, Interact with Mullane. So it really drives the business and it exposes it too.
And the fascinating thing, we talk about it all the time, is so many residents that live here in the Hudson Valley haven't been to a lot of, they haven't been to FDR. Yep. You'd be shocked how many New Yorkers have never seen the Statue of Liberty.
I was one of them for a while.
So it's interesting that you have that component already figured out here where your staff is ready when someone asks them, you know, I've got an afternoon. What's there to do around here? Yep. And of course, there's a lot to do, but you've got to be ready for that.
Well, we're also going to have prepackaged tours for the people coming from out of the area that don't know it. Usually you either take the train or you drive. You end up at the Taste of New York on the Taconic. You get a few brochures, what to do. I was a balloon right here or a winery here. Nothing's really centralized as far as package tours of 2-3 days, week tours to come up and spend a day, go to the winery, spend a day, go to the distilleries, spend a day, go to the breweries. You can, you know, there's so much to do up here. Take a cooking class at the CIA, go to dinner at night there, spas that are around here, and hiking, biking. So there's nothing prepackaged that is really mainstream. So we're working on that to bring people up, put the heads in beds and get people up here on organized, packages.
Sure.
And tours. So, then it's easy. People drive up here, take the train, what have you, or shuttle. And it's all set up for them. They don't have to think a lot. Well, I got a 3-day package, and I'm going to do this one day. And we either have car services, or we'll have cars for them, or they'll do it themselves. But it's all arranged package. There's discounted platforms that we work with, so it's easy for someone to come to the area and not have to think a lot and see the hot spots.
Yeah. So you mentioned the CIA. I know they have those cooking boot camps.
Yep.
Those short, things that so this is an ideal place for folks to come and stay. And
I don't know about you, but I need more than a boot camp. Yeah. I can barely boil water.
They do hard. I went over there. It's like a 3 to 6 month wait list to get in one of those. Into 1 day classes, weekend classes, 1 week classes, and you come out of there, you know how to cook, is what I've been told. And people don't really realize, you take for granted that CIA has over 3,000 students there. It's the largest culinary school in the world. The next biggest one, I think, is Johnson & Wales with like 600 kids in it. And then after that, they're all about 100 kids. The significance of that school and the culinary industry, ironically, in the heart of the agricultural hub of the Hudson Valley.
At some point, before we go off air this morning, Michelle Malooly, who is part of the admissions over there, is going to stop by, and maybe we'll learn a little bit more about that. So it is 7:26 on Hudson Valley Focus Live, broadcasting from the Inn at Belfield, and Tom Mulroy was just speaking, of course, CEO of T-Rex Capital, Larry Boudreau, president of Inn at Belfield. Larry, I'm just never going to get this right in terms of it's the Inn at Belfield, historic Hyde Park, but Larry's here. So let's talk about the other phases that are going to come along here.
Our right now is the Village neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And again, previously I talked about how important that is, the heartbeat to the whole community. We want to get body heat here. I'm telling Tom, man, we got to get these multis in on Main Street. So we're working hard to do that. So that's our focus. Tom did mention that the townhouses are starting, probably going to break ground in June on that. And then we're going to be getting the infrastructure for all the road network for those townhouses in. And then that'll roll right into Main Street. Again, once we get that, then we got the other neighborhoods of the Crescent Ridge and Terrace that we'll just roll right into based on market. If somebody comes and wants to do the townhouses, then we roll right into the terrace neighborhood.
At a future time, Larry Boudreau, I'd like to have come over to the studio with me one morning and really talk about a career in project management. I'm very serious about this because it is such an art form to be able to look at a project like this and how do you phase it so that, I mean, you've got to put in your infrastructure, your water, your sewer, your telecommunications. You can't have equipment showing up on site at the wrong place at the wrong time. And if one of those dominoes gets out of place, it really is like directing a symphony orchestra, is the way I always envision it, Larry.
It is. You're exactly right. I mean, a really good example is the public utility. You know, that had to hit the hotel at a certain time for a whole bunch of reasons, you know, to get power to the hotel, to get off the temp power to permanent power. And these guys will give you a date, but the public utility, if there's bad weather, it can be delayed 5 days. So you're scrambling to try to figure out how to get this thing to work. That's an example. Sewer, of course. You know, getting the plant CO'd at the same time, we need to send sewer down for the hotel. All the boxes had to be checked before the town would issue the CO. That includes state and county boxes that needed to be checked. So it is quite a basket full of work that needs to get done, you know, to meet these deadlines.
A number of years ago, when I was on the advisory board at SUNY New Paltz School of Business, we were putting in a project management curriculum as part of the curriculum in the MBA program. And I had looked at the compensation in the field of project management and the number of job openings. It's a field with a lot of opportunity and can pay very, very well. So what time is it here? 7:30 on Hudson Valley Focus. I have a question here about handicap accessibility and if paratransit buses will be running through this complex at a future time.
Tom? I mean, we have the public bus systems going up and down Route 9.
Yes.
We have a stop right at the corner here on West Dorsey and Route 9. We just put in a very expensive trail that leads from that bus all the way up to the hotel. And the hotel is fully ADA compliant and accessible. You'll see many rooms on every level, also hearing impaired, physical access impaired, and so forth. So that's, you know, meets or exceeds all the requirements.
Excellent. So what we'll do is Andrew O'Grady. It is a Thursday morning. Andrew O'Grady from MHA Dutchess usually joins us this hour. He's sitting over here in the corner waiting to come on. And very, very interesting that, you know, his family back at the holidays, one of the very first families to stay in this facility. So back in a minute on Hudson Valley Focus Live on WVU.